Orientation for neurofeedback and procedures. Neurofeedback myths. Neurofeedback electrodes transmit energy into my brain. Many clients approach neurofeedback with the misconception that the electrodes used in the process transmit energy into the brain. This misunderstanding stems from the broader association of medical equipment with invasive treatments, such as electrical stimulation or radiation therapy. However, neurofeedback electrodes are passive devices that only detect electrical activity. Much like ECG electrodes used for monitoring heart activity, EEG sensors in neurofeedback merely capture and measure the brain's electrical patterns. They do not send electrical currents or other forms of energy into the brain. To address this myth effectively, clinicians must draw analogies to familiar medical equipment, emphasizing the non-invasive nature of neurofeedback. For example, an ECG measures the heart's electrical signals to provide insight into cardiac function without influencing the heart itself. Similarly, neurofeedback relies on detecting the brain's natural electrical rhythms without directly altering them. This comparison helps demystify the process for clients and alleviates unnecessary fear or anxiety. Clinicians can also use visual aids or demonstrations to show how electrodes function. A simple demonstration of attaching and removing the electrodes while explaining that they act as listeners can be reassuring. Discussing the technical workings, such as amplifying weak brain signals to make them visible on a computer screen, further builds transparency and trust. Ultimately, dispelling this myth is critical to fostering client confidence in the neurofeedback process. By addressing these concerns early in the orientation phase, clinicians can create a foundation of trust and understanding, allowing clients to engage fully with their training without apprehension. Neurofeedback equipment can read my mind. A common myth about neurofeedback is that the equipment can read a person's thoughts or innermost feelings. This belief often arises from the portrayal of brain-machine interfaces in popular media, where advanced technology is depicted as accessing or interpreting the human mind. However, neurofeedback technology, while sophisticated, is far from capable of deciphering thoughts or emotions. It is limited to measuring electrical activity from the scalp that represents overall brainwave patterns. Clinicians must clarify that EEG data reflect broad physiological states, such as relaxation, focus, or stress, rather than specific thoughts or memories. For example, a high frequency of beta waves might indicate mental alertness or stress, while slower alpha waves suggest a calm and relaxed state. These general patterns help guide neurofeedback training, but do not provide granular insight into what a client is thinking or feeling at any given moment. To reassure clients, it is helpful to explain the limitations of EEG technology. Brainwave recordings lack the spatial resolution to pinpoint activity in specific brain regions with detailed precision. They are also influenced by external factors such as muscle tension, blinking, or even environmental noise. These limitations underscore that neurofeedback is a tool for training the brain's regulation processes rather than a means of decoding thoughts. Addressing this myth helps reduce skepticism and discomfort, allowing clients to approach neurofeedback with realistic expectations. When clients understand that neurofeedback focuses on self-regulation rather than mind reading, they are more likely to embrace the training process with an open and informed mindset. Neurofeedback will change me. One of the most unsettling myths for clients is the fear that neurofeedback will fundamentally change who they are. This misconception is particularly common among parents of children undergoing neurofeedback or among older adults unfamiliar with the concept of brain training. While neurofeedback does influence brain function, it does so in a way that aligns with natural learning processes rather than imposing artificial changes. It is essential to emphasize that neurofeedback is a form of training akin to learning a new skill or refining an existing one. When we learn to play an instrument, for example, our brains undergo changes in neural connections to improve motor skills and auditory processing. Similarly, neurofeedback helps the brain develop more adaptive patterns of functioning, such as improved focus, enhanced emotional regulation, and increased stress resilience. These changes are incremental, intentional, and guided by the individual's goals and active participation. Clients may also worry that neurofeedback will erase aspects of their personality or alter their core identity. Addressing this fear involves explaining that the training targets dysfunctional patterns, not personality traits. For example, someone experiencing chronic anxiety might train to reduce excessive beta activity, enabling them to feel calmer without losing their natural energy or drive. Providing examples of how neurofeedback has helped others without altering their sense of self can also be reassuring. Stories of individuals gaining clarity, improving their mood, or experiencing better sleep through training highlight that neurofeedback enhances quality of life while preserving individuality. By framing neurofeedback as a collaborative and goal-oriented process, clinicians can alleviate fears of unwanted or uncontrollable changes. My role is to relax while the neurofeedback equipment treats me. A significant misconception is that clients assume a passive role during neurofeedback, believing that simply relaxing while connected to the equipment will produce results. This myth likely stems from the broader cultural expectation that medical treatments are applied externally by a professional while the patient passively receives care. However, neurofeedback requires active engagement and collaboration from the client. Clinicians must explain that neurofeedback is akin to coaching, where the client is both the athlete and the learner, actively engaging in the process. The equipment provides real-time feedback, much like a coach offering tips during practice, but it is up to the client to respond and adapt. For example, during a session focused on increasing alpha waves for relaxation, the client must experiment with mental strategies such as visualizing calming scenes or practicing slow breathing to achieve the desired brainwave changes. Encouraging clients to view neurofeedback as skill building rather than a passive treatment helps set the right expectations. The process involves trial and error, with clients learning which strategies work best for them. Practicing self-regulation techniques outside the clinic, such as applying them in daily life, is essential for lasting success. By emphasizing this active role, clinicians empower clients to take ownership of their progress. Finally, dispelling this myth highlights the importance of persistence and commitment. Clients who understand that their participation is crucial are more likely to approach neurofeedback with dedication and patience, ultimately achieving better outcomes. When neurofeedback is framed as a partnership between the clinician and the client, it becomes a dynamic process of discovery and growth. Client/patient orientation. Explanation of neurofeedback, self-regulation concepts, and operant conditioning. Effective client orientation begins with a clear explanation of neurofeedback, emphasizing its scientific basis and its role in self-regulation. Neurofeedback is a technique that utilizes real-time feedback from brain activity to help individuals learn to regulate their brainwave patterns. This process relies on the brain's natural ability to adapt and learn through experience, a concept known as neuroplasticity. By framing neurofeedback as a method of enhancing self-regulation, clients can better understand that it is a skill-building process rather than a passive treatment. Self-regulation is central to neurofeedback, involving the ability to manage one's physiological, emotional, and cognitive states effectively. For instance, clients are trained to alter their brainwave patterns to achieve desired outcomes, such as improved focus or reduced anxiety. This understanding helps clients appreciate the active role they play in their training and underscores the importance of consistency in practice. Neurofeedback serves as a mirror for brain activity, allowing clients to observe their physiological responses and make intentional adjustments over time. Operant conditioning is the foundational principle behind neurofeedback, where specific brainwave patterns are rewarded to encourage their recurrence. For example, when a client achieves a desired brainwave state, they might receive positive feedback in the form of a sound, visual display, or game progression. This reinforcement gradually strengthens the ability to sustain those patterns, making self-regulation more automatic and efficient. By relating this process to everyday examples, such as learning to ride a bike or play a musical instrument, clinicians can demystify operant conditioning for clients. Through this explanation, clients begin to understand neurofeedback as a collaborative process grounded in both science and practical application. Addressing any misconceptions or questions at this stage ensures a shared understanding between the clinician and the client, fostering a strong therapeutic alliance and enhancing the likelihood of success. Adjusting explanations to client education and experience. Tailoring the orientation process to the client's level of education and experience is critical to effective communication. Clients come from diverse backgrounds, and their understanding of neurofeedback will vary. For a client with a scientific background, detailed discussions about brainwave frequencies and neurophysiological mechanisms might be engaging and build trust. Conversely, for someone with limited exposure to such concepts, simpler analogies and visual aids may be more appropriate. Clinicians should begin by assessing the client's baseline knowledge through open-ended questions, such as, "What do you know about neurofeedback?" or "Have you ever done any mindfulness or biofeedback training before?" This allows the clinician to gauge the client's familiarity with the topic and identify areas that require more explanation. For example, a client with no prior knowledge may benefit from comparisons to activities like learning relaxation techniques. In contrast, an experienced client might appreciate discussions about advanced concepts like alpha-theta training. Adapting the presentation style also includes addressing cultural or personal preferences. Some clients may be more comfortable with visual representations of brainwave data, while others might prefer verbal explanations. Clinicians should also remain attuned to nonverbal cues, such as confusion or disengagement, and adjust their approach accordingly. Using tools like diagrams, videos, or live demonstrations can help make complex ideas more tangible and accessible. Ultimately, customizing explanations ensures that clients feel respected and understood, increasing their engagement and confidence in the process. A client who feels that the clinician has taken the time to address their unique needs is more likely to participate actively and benefit fully from neurofeedback training. Building understanding through client questions and feedback. Encouraging clients to ask questions and provide feedback is an integral part of the orientation process. Clients may initially feel hesitant or overwhelmed, especially when encountering unfamiliar terms or concepts. Creating an open and supportive environment helps to reduce anxiety and promotes a sense of partnership. Clinicians should reassure clients that no question is too basic or irrelevant, emphasizing that their input is valuable for tailoring the training process. For instance, clients might ask, "How will neurofeedback help with my anxiety?" or "What does it feel like during a session?" These questions provide an opportunity to address concerns directly and clarify how the training will align with their goals. Open dialogue also allows clinicians to identify any lingering misconceptions or doubts, such as fears about safety or skepticism about effectiveness. Addressing these issues early fosters trust and sets realistic expectations. Feedback from clients during orientation can also help clinicians refine their approach. If a client expresses confusion about a particular concept, the clinician can revisit it using alternative explanations or examples to clarify the understanding. For instance, if a client struggles to understand operant conditioning, the clinician might use a more relatable analogy, such as training a pet with rewards, to illustrate the principle. Encouraging ongoing feedback throughout the training process is equally important. Clinicians should periodically check in with clients, asking questions like, "How are you feeling about the training so far?" or "Is there anything you'd like me to explain in more detail?" This iterative approach ensures that clients remain engaged and that any barriers to understanding are promptly addressed. The role of the client in training. Clarifying the client's active role in neurofeedback is a crucial aspect of the orientation process. Unlike many traditional medical treatments, neurofeedback requires clients to be fully engaged participants. Clinicians must emphasize that the training process depends on the client's willingness to practice and experiment with different strategies to influence their brainwave activity. Clients are often surprised to learn that they play such a central role in their success. During orientation, clinicians can explain that neurofeedback is similar to learning a new skill, such as playing a sport or an instrument. Just as an athlete must practice consistently to improve performance, clients need to apply what they learn in sessions to their daily lives. This might include practicing relaxation techniques, visualization, or mindfulness exercises to reinforce the brainwave patterns targeted during training. The concept of homework is another key element of the client's role. Assignments such as daily logs or breathing exercises help clients integrate their training into real-world situations, enhancing generalization and long-term efficacy. For example, A client working on focus might be encouraged to practice mindfulness activities in distracting environments to strengthen their ability to sustain attention. By framing neurofeedback as a partnership, clinicians empower clients to take ownership of their progress. A clear understanding of their role not only boosts motivation, but also fosters a sense of agency and self-efficacy. When clients recognize that their active participation is critical to achieving their goals, they are more likely to engage fully and experience meaningful results. Major stages of the neurofeedback training process: intake and initial assessment. The neurofeedback process begins with the intake and initial assessment, which lays the groundwork for effective training by gathering critical information about the client's history, concerns, and goals. During this stage, clinicians conduct a comprehensive interview to explore the client's medical, psychological, and social background. This includes discussing past or current health conditions, medications, lifestyle factors, and stressors that might influence brain function. The information collected here helps to tailor the neurofeedback approach to the client's unique needs. A crucial component of this stage is setting realistic expectations. Clients may arrive with misconceptions about neurofeedback or with overly optimistic timelines for seeing results. By explaining that neurofeedback is a process that requires commitment and gradual progress, clinicians help clients develop a balanced perspective. This is also an opportunity to discuss any concerns, such as anxiety about the technology or uncertainty about how the sessions will proceed. Addressing these upfront fosters trust and reduces apprehension. The initial assessment also involves a quantitative EEG, QEG, or brain mapping session. This non-invasive procedure records the client's brainwave activity to identify patterns associated with their symptoms or goals. For example, excessive beta waves might indicate anxiety, while diminished alpha activity may suggest difficulty relaxing. The data gathered during the QEG provides a roadmap for designing a personalized training protocol. Clients are often fascinated to see visual representations of their brain activity, which can enhance their engagement in the process. By the end of this stage, clinicians collaborate with the client to set clear, measurable goals for the training. These goals may range from improving focus and emotional regulation to enhancing sleep or reducing chronic pain. A shared understanding of these objectives ensures that both the clinician and client are aligned, paving the way for a successful training journey. Training sessions and feedback. Once the initial assessment is complete, the client begins regular neurofeedback training sessions. These sessions typically last 30 to 60 minutes and are held 1 to 3 times per week, depending on the client's needs and availability. Each session involves the placement of sensors on the scalp to monitor brainwave activity, which is then displayed on a computer screen. Clients interact with this feedback through various interfaces, such as video games, visual graphs, or auditory tones, which change in response to their brainwave patterns. The feedback provided during these sessions is integral to the learning process. For example, if a client is training to reduce anxiety, they might see a calming visual or hear a pleasant tone whenever their brain produces more alpha waves. This real-time feedback reinforces the desired brainwave state, helping the client gradually learn to maintain it. The process relies on trial and error, with clients experimenting with mental strategies such as visualization, relaxation, or focused attention to achieve their goals. Clinicians play a supportive role during this stage, guiding clients and monitoring their progress. They may offer suggestions for techniques to try, provide encouragement, or adjust the training protocol as needed. For instance, if a client struggles to sustain focus, the clinician might modify the feedback thresholds to make the training more manageable. This dynamic interplay between client effort and clinician guidance is a hallmark of effective neurofeedback. Over time, clients begin to notice changes in their daily lives, such as improved concentration, better emotional balance, or enhanced sleep quality. These small victories are celebrated and discussed during sessions, reinforcing the client's motivation to continue training. Consistency and patience are key, as the brain requires time to rewire itself and establish new patterns of functioning. Progress monitoring and adjustments. Monitoring progress is a crucial aspect of the neurofeedback process, ensuring that the training is effective and aligned with the client's goals. Progress is assessed through a combination of subjective reports, behavioral observations, and objective measures. Clients are encouraged to share their experiences, noting any changes in symptoms, mood, or performance that have occurred since starting the training. These insights provide valuable context for evaluating the effectiveness of the protocol. Behavioral changes, such as improved attention during work or reduced impulsivity in social interactions, often signal progress before clients notice significant shifts in their subjective experience. Clinicians may also use standardized assessments, such as symptom checklists or cognitive tests, to track improvements over time. For example, a client working on anxiety might complete a weekly questionnaire to measure reductions in stress or worry. In some cases, a follow-up QEG may be conducted to evaluate changes in brainwave patterns objectively. Comparing these results with the initial brain map can reveal whether the targeted changes have been achieved. If the data shows progress in the desired direction, it serves as a powerful motivator for the client to continue training. Conversely, if the changes are minimal or unexpected, the clinician may adjust the protocol to address specific challenges. Adjustments to the training protocol are a normal part of the process, reflecting the individualized nature of neurofeedback. These modifications may include adjusting the feedback settings, altering the frequency of sessions, or incorporating new strategies tailored to the client's evolving needs. Regular communication between the client and clinician ensures that the training remains dynamic and responsive, maximizing its effectiveness. Graduation and follow-up. The final stage of the neurofeedback process is graduation and follow-up, where clients transition from structured training sessions to maintaining their progress independently. Graduation typically occurs when the client has achieved the goals set during the initial assessment and demonstrates sustained improvements in their symptoms or performance. This stage is a celebration of the client's hard work and commitment, recognizing the milestones they have reached. As clients prepare to graduate, clinicians provide guidance on how to integrate the skills learned during neurofeedback training into their daily lives. This might include practicing relaxation techniques, mindfulness, or other self-regulation strategies to maintain brainwave balance. Clients are also encouraged to continue monitoring their progress and seek additional support if needed. For example, some clients may benefit from periodic booster sessions to reinforce their training and maintain their progress. Follow-up appointments are a crucial aspect of this stage, enabling clinicians to check in with clients and address any emerging concerns. These sessions provide an opportunity to reassess goals, review progress, and make any necessary adjustments. For instance, if a client experiences new stressors that disrupt their brainwave patterns, a brief refresher training course can help them regain stability. The sense of empowerment gained through neurofeedback often has a lasting impact, as clients realize their ability to influence their mental and emotional states. This autonomy is a key outcome of the training process, equipping individuals with the tools to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and confidence. By the time clients graduate, they are not only better equipped to manage their symptoms, but also more attuned to their overall well-being. Clients' role and responsibilities. Active participation in the neurofeedback process. Neurofeedback is not a passive treatment where clients sit back and let the equipment work on their brains. It is an active, collaborative process that requires clients to engage mentally and emotionally throughout their training. This engagement begins with understanding that the client is a key partner in training or the therapeutic process, not merely a recipient of treatment. By actively participating, clients play a central role in shaping their progress and achieving their goals. During sessions, active participation involves experimenting with different mental strategies to influence brainwave activity. For instance, clients might practice visualization, relaxation techniques, or focused breathing to enhance their ability to shift into the desired brain state. The feedback they receive on the screen acts as a guide, allowing them to adjust their efforts in real time. This iterative process of trying, observing, and adjusting fosters self-awareness and builds the client's capacity for self-regulation. Outside of the clinic, clients are encouraged to integrate what they learn during sessions into their daily lives. This could include practicing mindfulness or relaxation exercises to reinforce their training. For example, a client working on improving focus might set aside time each day to engage in activities that require sustained attention, such as reading or meditating. These real-world applications help solidify the neural changes initiated during neurofeedback sessions. Ultimately, the success of neurofeedback depends on the client's active engagement in the process. This level of involvement not only accelerates progress, but also fosters a sense of empowerment. Clients who understand their role as co-creators of their outcomes are more likely to feel invested in their success and sustain the benefits of their training over the long term. Consistency and commitment. Consistency is one of the most important responsibilities of the client in neurofeedback training. Just as physical exercise requires regular practice to build strength and endurance, neurofeedback relies on repeated sessions to create and reinforce new neural patterns. Skipping sessions or failing to complete assignments outside the clinic can slow progress and diminish the effectiveness of the training. Clients should aim to attend all scheduled sessions and adhere to any recommended home practice. Regular attendance allows the brain to develop and consolidate the new skills being learned. For example, a client training to manage anxiety might need to attend twice weekly sessions over a period of several months to establish lasting changes in their brainwave patterns. Each session builds on the previous one, and gaps in attendance can disrupt this cumulative process. Home practice is another vital aspect of consistency. Many clinicians assign daily exercises, such as deep breathing or mindfulness activities, to help clients apply their training to everyday situations. These practices are designed to strengthen the neural pathways activated during neurofeedback sessions, making it easier for clients to access those states in real-life contexts. Keeping a log of these exercises can also help clients track their progress and identify what strategies work best for them. By committing to a consistent schedule and staying engaged with their training, clients set themselves up for success. This dedication signals their readiness to take ownership of their well-being, reinforcing the idea that neurofeedback is a partnership between the client and clinician. Openness to feedback and self-reflection. An essential part of the client's role is being open to feedback from both the clinician and the neurofeedback system itself. This openness requires a willingness to explore new strategies and adapt as needed, even when progress feels slow or challenging. Clients who approach the process with curiosity and flexibility often experience greater success, as they are better able to navigate the learning curve inherent in neurofeedback. The feedback provided during sessions offers a unique opportunity for self-reflection. For instance, clients might notice how certain mental states or external factors influence their brainwave activity. A client training for better sleep might observe that visualizing a peaceful scene helps lower their beta activity, leading to a more relaxed state. Reflecting on these insights allows clients to understand their patterns and take deliberate steps to modify them. Clinicians also play a critical role in providing constructive feedback and guidance. They might point out patterns or suggest alternative approaches when a client encounters difficulties. For example, if a client struggles to achieve a desired state, the clinician may recommend trying a different mental strategy or adjusting the feedback parameters. Clients who incorporate this input into their growth process are more likely to overcome challenges and remain motivated. Self-reflection extends beyond the clinic. Clients are encouraged to think about how the skills they are learning can be applied to their broader lives. Keeping a journal or discussing their experiences with the clinician can deepen this reflective process. This openness to feedback and self-awareness fosters resilience, enabling clients to become more active participants in their well-being. Practicing and generalizing skills outside the clinic. While neurofeedback sessions provide the foundation for skill development, the true measure of success lies in the client's ability to generalize these skills to real-world situations. This means applying the self-regulation techniques learned during training to everyday challenges, such as managing stress, improving focus, or maintaining emotional balance. Clients must view neurofeedback as more than just a weekly appointment. It is a continuous process that requires practice and integration into daily routines. For example, a client working on emotional regulation might practice taking slow, deep breaths during moments of tension at work. Similarly, someone training for improved attention might use mindfulness techniques to stay focused during long meetings or while studying. Generalization is crucial because the brain needs repeated exposure to these new patterns in diverse contexts to adapt fully. Without this practice, the progress made during sessions may not translate into meaningful changes in daily life. Clinicians often provide specific assignments to support this process, such as practicing relaxation techniques at specific times or using biofeedback devices at home to monitor progress. By actively practicing and applying their training, clients reinforce the neural pathways associated with self-regulation. Over time, these skills become more automatic, allowing clients to respond to challenges with greater ease and resilience. This transfer of learning from the clinic to the real world is the ultimate goal of neurofeedback, empowering clients to take control of their mental and emotional health in lasting ways. The initial EEG assessment session. Revisiting the concept of neurofeedback and equipment explanation. The initial EEG assessment session is a critical moment to revisit the concept of neurofeedback and provide a clear explanation of the equipment used. Clients may arrive with lingering questions or uncertainties, and this session serves to clarify the process and address any misconceptions they may have. Neurofeedback is fundamentally about training the brain, and EEG equipment is a tool that helps map and monitor brainwave activity without directly influencing it. During this explanation, clinicians should emphasize that the EEG equipment is non-invasive and entirely safe. Sensors placed on the scalp detect electrical activity produced by the brain, similar to how ECG electrodes monitor heart activity. These sensors do not emit any signals or energy into the body, a point worth repeating to alleviate common fears. Clients often find it helpful when clinicians use simple analogies, such as comparing the EEG to a microphone that listens to the brain's signals rather than altering them. Demonstrating the equipment is another effective way to build trust and understanding. Showing the client the sensors, explaining how they are placed, and discussing how the data is processed can demystify the technology. For example, clinicians might demonstrate how brainwave data appears on the computer screen in real time, highlighting patterns and rhythms relevant to the client's concerns. This transparency helps clients feel more comfortable and engaged in the process. By the end of this segment, clients should have a clear understanding of how the EEG equipment works and its role in neurofeedback. This knowledge not only reduces apprehension but also fosters a sense of collaboration, as clients begin to see themselves as active participants in their training journey. Skin preparation and sensor placement. A key practical step in the initial EEG assessment session is preparing the skin and placing the sensors. Proper skin preparation is essential for obtaining accurate and reliable data, as it minimizes interference and ensures a good connection between the sensors and the scalp. While this process is straightforward, it's important to explain each step to the client to maintain their comfort and confidence. Skin preparation typically involves cleaning the areas where sensors will be applied to remove oils, dirt, or dead skin cells that could affect signal quality. Clinicians often use a gentle abrasive gel or alcohol wipes for this purpose. Explaining that this step is necessary for precise readings can help clients understand its importance and alleviate any concerns about discomfort. Sensor placement is based on the International 10-20 system, a standardized method for positioning electrodes in specific locations on the scalp. These positions correspond to different brain regions and their associated functions, such as attention, relaxation, or emotional regulation. For example, sensors placed over the frontal lobes might be used to assess focus or impulse control, while those over the occipital lobes may relate to visual processing. Providing a brief overview of these placements and their relevance to the client's goals can make the procedure more meaningful. Throughout this process, maintaining open communication is vital. Clinicians should check in with the client to ensure they are comfortable and address any questions that arise. This attention to detail not only ensures a successful assessment, but also reinforces the client's trust in the clinician and the process. Interpreting EEG data and explaining brain activity. Once the sensors are in place and the EEG recording begins, the session transitions to capturing and interpreting brainwave data. This step involves observing the client's brain activity in real time and identifying patterns that may correlate with their reported symptoms or goals. For example, high beta wave activity might indicate stress or anxiety, while low theta activity could be linked to challenges with focus or creativity. Clinicians should take the time to explain what these patterns mean and how they relate to the client's concerns. Visualizing the data on a computer screen can make the information more tangible and engaging. For instance, a client with sleep difficulties might be shown how their brain's alpha activity fluctuates, helping them understand why relaxation may feel challenging. Using non-technical language and relatable examples ensures the information is accessible and meaningful. In addition to identifying patterns, clinicians may discuss how these findings inform the development of a personalized training protocol. For example, if the assessment reveals an imbalance between beta and alpha waves, the training might focus on promoting relaxation while maintaining alertness. By connecting the data to actionable steps, clients gain a clearer sense of how neurofeedback can address their specific needs. This stage of the session is also an opportunity to celebrate the client's strengths. Highlighting areas where the brain is functioning well can be empowering and build confidence. For instance, pointing out healthy delta activity in a client who struggles with anxiety might reassure them that their brain has a solid foundation for improvement. Balancing discussions of challenges with recognition of strengths helps create a positive and hopeful outlook. Encouraging questions and setting expectations. The final component of the initial EEG assessment session is fostering an open dialogue and setting clear expectations for the training process. Clients should feel encouraged to ask questions about the assessment findings, the training plan, or any concerns they may have. This discussion not only clarifies the next steps, but also reinforces the collaborative nature of neurofeedback. Clients often have practical questions, such as how many sessions they might need or what kind of progress they can expect. Providing honest and realistic answers is crucial. For example, while some clients may notice improvements within a few sessions, others might require several weeks or months to see significant changes. Explaining the variability in outcomes helps manage expectations and reduces the risk of frustration later on. This stage is also an opportunity to discuss the client's role in the process. Clinicians can emphasize the importance of consistency, active engagement, and practicing self-regulation techniques outside of sessions. By framing these responsibilities as essential components of success, clients are more likely to approach their training with commitment and dedication. Finally, clinicians can conclude the session by outlining the immediate next steps, such as scheduling the first training session or reviewing the personalized protocol. Providing a summary of the session's findings and goals ensures that clients leave with a clear understanding of what lies ahead. This structured and supportive approach helps build confidence and enthusiasm, setting the stage for a successful neurofeedback journey. Client preparation with relaxation training. Relaxation myths. Relaxation is like being deeply asleep. A common myth about relaxation is the belief that it is akin to being deeply asleep. While relaxation and sleep share certain physiological features, such as reduced heart rate and muscle tension, they are fundamentally different states. Relaxation involves a state of calm alertness where the mind and body are at ease, but not disengaged. This distinction is crucial for understanding the goals of relaxation training, particularly in contexts such as neurofeedback or biofeedback, where achieving awareness of one's physiological state is central to success. Clients often associate relaxation with drowsiness or a loss of consciousness, leading to misconceptions about its purpose. Relaxation training, however, aims to foster mindfulness and active engagement with the present moment. For example, techniques like progressive muscle relaxation or paced breathing help individuals maintain awareness of their physical sensations and emotional states while simultaneously calming their nervous system. This mindful engagement sets relaxation apart from the passive, restorative nature of sleep. Understanding this difference helps clients view relaxation as a skill that enhances performance and resilience, rather than just a means to rest. Athletes, public speakers, and other high-performance individuals frequently employ relaxation techniques to enhance focus and manage stress, underscoring their applicability in dynamic and demanding environments. By reinforcing this perspective, clinicians can help clients approach relaxation with greater intention and purpose. Reframing relaxation as a state of calm alertness rather than sleep is critical to setting accurate expectations for training. This understanding empowers clients to embrace relaxation as a tool for self-regulation and resilience, rather than a passive escape from stress. All relaxation procedures produce the same relaxed state. Another pervasive myth is the assumption that all relaxation procedures lead to the same outcome or relaxed state. In reality, relaxation techniques vary widely in their effects, targeting different physiological and psychological processes. For example, progressive muscle relaxation focuses on reducing muscle tension, while guided imagery emphasizes mental calmness and emotional grounding. These techniques produce distinct changes in the body and mind, which means that no single method is universally effective for all individuals or situations. The diversity in relaxation techniques arises from the unique ways that individuals respond to stress and relaxation. One person may find mindfulness meditation effective for calming their thoughts, while another may benefit more from deep breathing exercises to lower their heart rate. This variability underscores the importance of tailoring relaxation strategies to the individual rather than applying a one-size-fits-all approach. Scientific research supports the notion that different techniques engage different systems in the body. For instance, biofeedback-assisted relaxation may target autonomic functions like heart rate variability, whereas yoga combines movement and breath control to address both physical and mental tension. Understanding these distinctions allows clinicians to recommend specific techniques based on a client's goals, such as improving focus, reducing anxiety, or managing chronic pain. By dispelling the myth of a singular, relaxed state, clients are encouraged to explore various techniques and discover what works best for them. This flexibility not only enhances the effectiveness of relaxation training, but also promotes a sense of agency and self-efficacy in managing stress. You must make yourself relax. The belief that relaxation requires effort or force is another common myth that can hinder progress in relaxation training. Clients often approach relaxation exercises with the mindset that they must actively make themselves relax, which can lead to frustration when their attempts feel unsuccessful. This counterproductive effort can activate the sympathetic nervous system, increasing tension rather than reducing it. Relaxation, by contrast, is best achieved through a state of passive volition, allowing the body and mind to shift naturally into a calmer state without force. Techniques like autogenic training or mindfulness meditation emphasize this principle by guiding clients to focus gently on their breathing or bodily sensations, rather than striving for a specific outcome. The idea is to create conditions that facilitate relaxation, rather than trying to control the process directly. Educating clients about this concept can transform their approach to relaxation exercises. For example, instead of focusing on trying to lower their heart rate during biofeedback, clients might be encouraged to visualize a peaceful scene or repeat a calming phrase. These indirect strategies often yield better results by engaging the parasympathetic nervous system and fostering a sense of ease. Reframing relaxation as a process of allowing rather than forcing helps clients approach training with curiosity and an open mind. This shift not only improves the effectiveness of relaxation techniques, but also reduces the frustration and self-criticism that can arise when progress feels slow or difficult. Relaxation techniques always work the same way. A final myth is the assumption that relaxation techniques work uniformly and predictably for all individuals. While many techniques are supported by evidence and widely applicable, their effectiveness can vary depending on factors such as individual preferences, the context in which they are practiced, and the specific stressors being addressed. This variability highlights the importance of personalization in relaxation training. For example, a client dealing with workplace stress might find quick breathing exercises effective for managing acute tension during a busy day. In contrast, a client with chronic anxiety may benefit more from progressive relaxation or mindfulness practices that require a longer time commitment. Similarly, cultural factors and personal beliefs can influence how individuals respond to certain techniques, making some methods more appealing or accessible than others. Clinicians can address this myth by helping clients view relaxation techniques as tools in a toolkit, each suited to different situations and needs. This approach encourages experimentation and adaptability, enabling clients to select the most effective strategies tailored to their unique circumstances. For instance, a clinician might recommend short, portable techniques for immediate stress relief and more structured practices for long-term self-regulation. Recognizing that relaxation techniques do not work the same way for everyone also normalizes the process of trial and error. Clients who understand this are less likely to feel discouraged if a particular method doesn't resonate with them. Instead, they are more likely to remain engaged in the process, exploring alternatives until they find the strategies that work best for their goals. Procedures for deep and moderate relaxation. Autogenic training. Autogenic training is a relaxation technique that promotes deep relaxation by teaching individuals to focus on sensations of warmth and heaviness in the body. Developed by Johannes Schultz in the early 20th century, this method utilizes self-suggestions and passive concentration to induce a state of profound calm. The process begins with the client finding a comfortable position, either lying down or sitting, in a quiet environment to minimize distractions. The first step involves guiding the client to focus on breathing, allowing them to become aware of their natural rhythm without forcing any changes. This creates a foundation of mindfulness, encouraging the client to center their attention on the present moment. Once the client feels settled, they are prompted to repeat specific phrases silently, such as "My arms and legs are heavy and warm," or "My heartbeat is calm and regular." These statements help induce a sense of physical relaxation, as the brain associates the words with corresponding physiological changes. As the practice progresses, clients are encouraged to visualize these sensations spreading throughout their body. For instance, they might imagine warmth radiating from their chest to their limbs, enhancing the feeling of relaxation. Autogenic training also incorporates imagery, such as picturing oneself in a peaceful setting, to deepen the calming effect. This visualization further engages the parasympathetic nervous system, reducing stress hormones and promoting a state of rest and recovery. Consistency is key to mastering autogenic training. Regular practice allows clients to achieve relaxation more quickly and with greater intensity over time. The technique can be particularly beneficial for individuals dealing with chronic stress, anxiety, or insomnia, as it helps regulate autonomic functions like heart rate and blood pressure. One of the unique advantages of autogenic training is its emphasis on self-guidance. Once clients become proficient, they can use this method independently, making it a practical tool for managing stress in daily life. Whether preparing for a stressful presentation or winding down after a long day, autogenic training empowers individuals to access a state of calm whenever needed. Clinicians play a crucial role in introducing this technique to clients. During initial sessions, they guide the client through the process, ensuring proper technique and addressing any difficulties. Over time, clients gain confidence in practicing independently, reinforcing their sense of self-efficacy and control over their stress response. Progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation, PMR, is a systematic technique designed to promote relaxation by alternately tensing and releasing different muscle groups. Developed by Edmund Jacobson in the 1930s, progressive muscle relaxation, PMR, helps individuals become more aware of muscle tension and teaches them how to release it effectively. The process begins with the client finding a comfortable position and closing their eyes to minimize external distractions. The technique involves focusing on one muscle group at a time, starting with the feet and gradually working upward to the head. For each group, the client is instructed to tense the muscles for about 5 to 10 seconds, holding the tension while noticing the sensation. For example, they might curl their toes tightly or clench their fists. After releasing the tension, the client focuses on the contrasting feeling of relaxation, allowing the muscles to loosen completely. This sequence of tension and release is repeated for all major muscle groups, including the calves, thighs, abdomen, chest, shoulders, and face. The deliberate nature of PMR helps individuals identify areas of chronic tension that they might not have been aware of, such as tightness in the jaw or shoulders. Over time, clients develop greater awareness of their bodily state and learn to intervene early when stress begins to manifest as physical tension. PMR also offers psychological benefits. The deliberate focus on the body draws attention away from racing thoughts or external stressors, creating a sense of mindfulness. This effect can be particularly helpful for individuals with anxiety, as it interrupts the cycle of worry and promotes a sense of control. Regular practice can also improve sleep quality by relaxing the body and calming the mind before bedtime. PMR is versatile and can be adapted to suit different needs. For instance, a shortened version might focus on just a few key muscle groups for a quick relaxation session during a busy day. Alternatively, a longer session might include detailed attention to each individual muscle for a deeper state of calm. This flexibility makes PMR accessible to individuals with varying schedules and stress levels. Clinicians introducing PMR should provide clear, step-by-step instructions and model the technique during initial sessions. Encouraging clients to practice daily ensures that the relaxation response becomes more automatic over time. Audio recordings or written guides can also support independent practice. Over time, clients often report a heightened ability to notice and address tension in their bodies before it escalates into discomfort or pain. This proactive approach to stress management enhances overall well-being and resilience, making PMR a valuable addition to any relaxation toolkit. Visualization and guided imagery. Visualization, also known as guided imagery, is a relaxation technique that utilizes mental imagery to induce a sense of calm and reduce stress. This method relies on the brain's ability to simulate sensory experiences, allowing individuals to transport themselves to peaceful or restorative settings. Guided imagery sessions often begin with the client sitting or lying comfortably in a quiet space, with their eyes closed to enhance focus. The process starts with a brief grounding exercise, such as focusing on the breath, to prepare the client for the visualization. Once centered, the client is guided to imagine a serene environment, such as a beach, forest, or meadow. The clinician encourages the client to engage all their senses in the visualization, describing the sights, sounds, smells, and textures of the imagined setting. For instance, the client might picture the gentle lapping of waves, the warmth of the sun on their skin, or the scent of salt in the air. Visualization taps into the brain's capacity for multisensory simulation, creating a vivid mental experience that feels almost real. This immersive quality engages the parasympathetic nervous system, reducing heart rate, blood pressure, and muscle tension. It also shifts attention away from stressors, providing a mental escape that can be particularly restorative during periods of high stress. Guided imagery can be tailored to suit individual preferences and goals. For example, a client seeking to manage pain might visualize a soothing stream washing away discomfort, while someone dealing with anxiety might imagine themselves in a safe and secure environment. Personalizing the imagery enhances its relevance and effectiveness, as clients are more likely to connect emotionally with scenarios that resonate with them. Over time, regular practice of visualization helps clients develop a mental safe space they can access whenever they feel overwhelmed. This skill fosters a sense of control and resilience, as clients learn to shift their mental state proactively. Some clients also report improvements in creative thinking and problem solving, as the practice of visualization strengthens their ability to imagine and explore possibilities. Clinicians introducing visualization should guide clients through the process initially, using descriptive language to evoke sensory details. Audio recordings or scripts can support independent practice, ensuring that clients feel confident in using this technique outside of the clinic. Encouraging clients to experiment with different scenarios also enhances their engagement and sense of ownership over the process. In conclusion, these procedures for deep and moderate relaxation autogenic training, progressive muscle relaxation, and visualization offer powerful tools for managing stress and enhancing well-being. Each technique provides unique benefits, allowing clients to choose approaches that align with their preferences and goals. With consistent practice and skilled guidance, these methods can transform how individuals respond to stress, fostering a greater sense of calm, control, and resilience. Role of relaxation in neurofeedback: enhancing brainwave regulation through relaxation. Relaxation plays a central role in neurofeedback by enhancing the brain's ability to regulate its own activity. Neurofeedback training aims to promote optimal brainwave patterns, and relaxation provides the foundational state necessary for this process to occur effectively. When the mind and body are relaxed, the brain is more receptive to learning and adapting, which facilitates the desired changes in brainwave activity. In a relaxed state, the sympathetic nervous system, the part responsible for the fight or flight response, is subdued, allowing the parasympathetic system to take the lead. This shift not only reduces stress hormones like cortisol, but also creates an environment conducive to neuroplasticity, the brain's capacity to reorganize and form new connections. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation can be integrated into neurofeedback sessions to help clients achieve this state more easily. Relaxation also helps clients remain calm and focused during neurofeedback sessions, which is essential for effective training. Stress or tension can interfere with brainwave regulation by introducing erratic patterns that disrupt the feedback process. For example, excessive beta wave activity, often associated with anxiety, can make it challenging to achieve the desired balance of brainwave frequencies. By incorporating relaxation strategies, clients can better maintain the calm alertness needed for neurofeedback to work optimally. Neurofeedback presents episodes of success and failure during most sessions. For example, when the client and their brain produce desirable EEG patterns that result in feedback, and when other EEG patterns fail to elicit feedback. The latter type of episodes incidentally mimic everyday life with its stressful moments when things don't go according to plan. These momentary episodes of failure provide a good opportunity to refocus on letting go of stress with the use of a relaxation skill and facilitate the desirable EEG pattern to produce feedback. The recurrence of feedback then signals the client's success in taking momentary stresses in stride, serving the important aim of creating healthy brain states that underlie effective self-regulation of emotions and actions for the better. This repetitive process provides the client with practice in recreating states of relaxation and the associated EEG patterns, enabling them to reproduce these states when desired at home and in the community. Moreover, relaxation enhances self-awareness, a key component of successful neurofeedback. As clients learn to recognize the physical and mental signs of stress, they become more attuned to their internal states. This heightened awareness enables them to respond more effectively to the feedback provided during training, thereby accelerating their progress and fostering greater control over their brainwave patterns. Facilitating skill transfer to daily life. As just suggested, relaxation not only supports the neurofeedback process during sessions, but also plays a critical role in facilitating the transfer of learned skills to real-life situations. The ultimate goal of neurofeedback is to help clients apply the self-regulation techniques they develop in training to their everyday lives, and relaxation serves as a bridge between the two. For instance, a client who learns to reduce beta wave activity associated with stress in a neurofeedback session can use relaxation techniques to replicate that state during challenging situations, such as public speaking or conflict resolution. Practicing relaxation outside of the clinic reinforces the neural pathways associated with calmness and focus, making it easier for clients to access these states when needed. The use of relaxation skills is helpful when preparing for, encountering, and managing stressors. In addition to eliciting EEG-based brain states that had been reinforced during neurofeedback sessions, the application of relaxation skills facilitates the client intentionally applying methods learned through neurofeedback to produce healthy EEG patterns, which leads to the presentation of reinforcing feedback. That is, employing relaxation skills at home and in the community serves as a platform for engaging in healthy autonomic and central nervous system states, which set the client up for successful action toward chosen goals. Relaxation also supports generalization by improving the client's ability to recover quickly from stress. In real life, stressful events are often unavoidable, but relaxation training helps clients reset more effectively. Techniques such as paced breathing or mindfulness can be used as quick interventions to regain composure, ensuring that stress does not escalate or become chronic. To facilitate skill transfer, clinicians often assign relaxation exercises as homework between neurofeedback sessions. Clients might be encouraged to practice progressive muscle relaxation before bedtime to improve sleep or use visualization techniques during a stressful commute. These assignments help clients integrate their training into their daily routines, creating a seamless connection between the clinic and their personal lives. Supporting emotional regulation and stress resilience. Emotional regulation is a core focus of neurofeedback, and relaxation plays a pivotal role in achieving this goal. Many clients seek neurofeedback to address issues such as anxiety, depression, or emotional reactivity, and relaxation techniques provide a foundation for managing these challenges. Relaxation has a direct influence on the brain regions involved in emotional processing, including the amygdala and prefrontal cortex. By reducing activation in the amygdala, relaxation diminishes the intensity of negative emotions, while increasing activity in the prefrontal cortex enhances rational thinking and decision-making. This shift allows clients to approach emotionally charged situations with greater calmness and clarity. Incorporating relaxation into neurofeedback training helps clients build resilience to stress. Over time, they become less reactive to external triggers and more capable of maintaining emotional balance. For example, a client who struggles with anger might learn to use relaxation techniques to de-escalate their physiological arousal before reacting impulsively. This ability to self-regulate enhances both their interpersonal relationships and overall quality of life. Relaxation also fosters a sense of self-efficacy, as clients realize they have the tools to manage their emotions effectively. This empowerment is particularly important for individuals who feel overwhelmed or helpless in the face of stress. By practicing relaxation regularly, clients gain confidence in their ability to influence their emotional states, reinforcing the progress they make during neurofeedback sessions. Enhancing long-term outcomes and well-being. The benefits of relaxation and neurofeedback extend beyond the immediate training sessions, contributing to long-term outcomes and overall well-being. By incorporating relaxation as a core component of their practice, clients can sustain the gains they achieve through neurofeedback and continue to build on them over time. Relaxation supports long-term outcomes by promoting habits that enhance brain health. Chronic stress has been shown to impair neuroplasticity and cognitive function, whereas regular relaxation counteracts these effects by reducing inflammation, improving sleep quality, and enhancing mood. These cumulative benefits create a positive feedback loop, where improved brain function further reinforces the client's ability to relax and self-regulate. Moreover, relaxation helps clients maintain or even sometimes improve on the progress they make during neurofeedback, even after they complete their training. For example, a client who learns to use relaxation techniques to manage anxiety can continue to apply these skills in future stressful situations, preventing relapse and promoting lasting resilience. This sustained ability to self-regulate contributes to a greater sense of autonomy and control over one's mental and emotional health. Clinicians play a crucial role in helping clients incorporate relaxation into their daily lives. This may involve teaching multiple techniques and encouraging clients to explore what works best for them. Over time, relaxation becomes a natural and automatic response to stress, empowering clients to maintain their well-being and thrive in all areas of life. Client preparation with respiration training. Breathing techniques. Diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing, also known as abdominal or belly breathing, is one of the most effective techniques for promoting relaxation and enhancing self-regulation. This method focuses on engaging the diaphragm, a large, dome-shaped muscle at the base of the lungs, rather than relying on shallow chest breathing. By using the diaphragm, individuals can draw deeper, more efficient breaths that help regulate the autonomic nervous system and reduce stress. The practice of diaphragmatic breathing begins with the individual sitting or lying in a comfortable position. They are guided to place one hand on their chest and the other on their abdomen to become aware of their breathing patterns. The goal is to ensure that the hand on the abdomen rises and falls with each breath, while the chest remains relatively still. This tactile feedback helps clients focus on proper technique and reinforces the connection between their breathing and physiological state. Diaphragmatic breathing has a profound impact on the body's stress response. By slowing the breath and engaging the diaphragm, The technique stimulates the vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system. This shift reduces heart rate, lowers blood pressure, and decreases cortisol levels, creating a state of calm. Regular practice of diaphragmatic breathing also improves oxygenation of the brain and oxygen exchange, which enhances energy levels and cognitive clarity. Clinicians often incorporate diaphragmatic breathing into neurofeedback sessions to help clients achieve a relaxed state, thereby facilitating the regulation of their brainwave patterns. Physiologically, better oxygenation of the brain may help neural tissue respond to neurofeedback and adapt as a result. Outside the clinic, this technique can be used during stressful moments, such as before a public presentation or during a conflict, to maintain composure and focus. Over time, individuals who practice diaphragmatic breathing regularly report improved emotional resilience and a greater sense of control over their stress responses. Pursed lip breathing. Pursed lip breathing is a simple yet effective technique that helps individuals regulate their breathing and improve oxygen exchange. Originally developed for individuals with chronic respiratory conditions, such as COPD, this method has broader applications for relaxation and stress management. By slowing the exhalation phase, pursed lip breathing reduces the effort required for breathing and promotes a sense of calm. The technique involves inhaling slowly through the nose, followed by a controlled exhalation through pursed lips, as if blowing out a candle. The exhalation should last twice as long as the inhalation, creating a ratio of 1:2. For example, the individual might inhale for 4 seconds and exhale for 8 seconds. This extended exhalation prevents hyperventilation, improves oxygen delivery, and enhances the efficiency of the respiratory process. Pursed lip breathing is particularly effective during moments of acute stress or anxiety, as it helps reduce shortness of breath and prevents the sensation of being overwhelmed. The technique also activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which slows the heart rate and promotes relaxation. Its simplicity makes it accessible to individuals of all ages and abilities, even in high-pressure situations. Clinicians often introduce pursed lip breathing to clients who struggle with anxiety or panic attacks, as it provides an immediate tool for calming the body. The technique can also be integrated into neurofeedback sessions to help clients achieve a relaxed baseline state. With practice, individuals can use pursed lip breathing as a quick intervention in stressful moments, enhancing their overall sense of control and resilience. Integration with relaxation practices. Combining neurofeedback with progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation, PMR, is a powerful tool for reducing physical tension, and integrating it with neurofeedback enhances both the relaxation process and the effectiveness of the training. PMR involves systematically tensing and relaxing specific muscle groups, promoting an awareness of tension in the body and teaching the individual how to release it. When used in conjunction with neurofeedback, PMR can help clients achieve a calm physiological state that supports optimal brainwave regulation. The integration begins by guiding the client through a PMR session before starting the neurofeedback training. For instance, the client might focus on tensing and releasing their shoulders, jaw, and other areas prone to stress. This pre-training relaxation primes the body for the neurofeedback session, reducing sympathetic nervous system activity and creating an environment conducive to self-regulation. By entering the session in a relaxed state, clients are better able to engage with the feedback and maintain focus throughout the training. Neurofeedback can also provide real-time feedback on the effectiveness of PMR. For example, as the client releases tension during the PMR exercise, the neurofeedback system may display a decrease in beta wave activity, typically associated with stress, or an increase in alpha waves, typically associated with relaxation. This immediate reinforcement helps the client connect the physical act of relaxing their muscles with changes in their brainwave patterns, deepening their understanding of the mind-body connection. The combination of neurofeedback and PMR also accelerates the learning process. As clients practice PMR during or before neurofeedback, they develop a repertoire of relaxation techniques that can be applied outside the clinic. Over time, these practices become habitual, enabling clients to access a relaxed state more easily in their daily lives. This synergy not only enhances the immediate outcomes of neurofeedback, but also fosters long-term resilience and well-being. Enhancing neurofeedback outcomes with guided imagery. Guided imagery, also known as visualization, is another relaxation practice that integrates seamlessly with neurofeedback to enhance training outcomes. This technique involves imagining peaceful or restorative scenes to create a sense of calm and focus. When paired with neurofeedback, guided imagery helps clients engage their parasympathetic nervous system, facilitating the brain's ability to achieve and sustain desired patterns of activity. During a neurofeedback session, guided imagery can be introduced as part of the initial relaxation phase. The clinician might guide the client through a visualization exercise, such as imagining a serene beach or a tranquil forest, to help them transition into a relaxed state. This preparatory step reduces mental distractions and prepares the client to engage more fully with the neurofeedback process. The feedback provided by the neurofeedback system can further reinforce the effects of guided imagery. For instance, as the client visualizes a calming scene, the neurofeedback display may show an increase in alpha waves, signaling a deepening state of relaxation. This real-time connection between the mental imagery and brainwave activity strengthens the client's confidence in their ability to self-regulate through visualization. Guided imagery also enhances the transfer of neurofeedback skills to daily life. Clients can use this technique to manage stress in real-world situations, such as preparing for a presentation or unwinding after a challenging day. By practicing visualization during neurofeedback, clients develop the ability to quickly access a calm and focused state whenever needed, making the benefits of their training more practical and enduring. Incorporating mindful breathing into neurofeedback sessions. Mindful breathing is a foundational relaxation practice that can be seamlessly integrated with neurofeedback to support self-regulation and stress management. This technique involves focusing attention on the breath, observing its natural rhythm without attempting to control it. When combined with neurofeedback, mindful breathing enhances the client's ability to achieve a calm and focused state, facilitating brainwave training. At the start of a neurofeedback session, clients are encouraged to practice mindful breathing to establish a baseline of relaxation. This might involve taking slow, deep breaths while paying attention to the sensation of air entering and leaving the body. The simple act of focusing on the breath quiets the mind, reducing distractions, and creating a sense of centeredness. This preparatory step ensures that clients are in an optimal state to engage with the feedback and make progress in their training. Neurofeedback can provide valuable insights into the effects of mindful breathing on brainwave activity. As clients focus on their breath, the system might display changes such as a reduction in high beta waves associated with stress, or an increase in theta waves linked to relaxation and creativity. Seeing these changes in real time reinforces the connection between their breathing and their brain's activity, encouraging clients to use this technique consistently. Beyond the clinic, mindful breathing becomes a versatile tool for managing stress and enhancing focus. Clients can use this practice in high-pressure situations, such as during a job interview or while navigating a difficult conversation. By integrating mindful breathing into neurofeedback training, clinicians help clients develop a skill that not only supports their progress in sessions, but also empowers them to maintain emotional balance and resilience in their everyday lives. Using relaxation practices for long-term maintenance. While neurofeedback sessions are effective in creating initial changes in brainwave patterns, integrating relaxation practices ensures the longevity of these benefits. Relaxation techniques, such as progressive muscle relaxation, PMR, guided imagery, and mindful breathing, provide clients with practical tools they can use to maintain their progress long after completing their neurofeedback training. The clinician's role is to equip clients with a variety of relaxation strategies tailored to their individual needs and preferences. For example, a client who experiences chronic tension may benefit from PMR exercises to release physical stress. At the same time, another who struggles with racing thoughts might find guided imagery more effective for calming the mind. By practicing these techniques regularly, clients reinforce the neural pathways associated with self-regulation, making it easier to sustain the gains achieved during neurofeedback. Relaxation practices also serve as a buffer against future stressors, Life is inherently unpredictable, and stress can arise unexpectedly. By incorporating relaxation techniques into their daily routines, clients build a reserve of resilience that allows them to navigate challenges more effectively. For instance, a client who practices mindful breathing every morning may find it easier to stay calm and focused during a hectic workday. Clinicians can support long-term maintenance by encouraging clients to create a personalized relaxation plan that includes a mix of techniques. Regular follow-up sessions or check-ins can also help clients stay accountable and refine their practices as needed. This ongoing support ensures that relaxation practices remain a core part of the client's self-care routine, fostering lasting well-being and resilience. Client preparation with heart rate variability biofeedback. Heart rate variability, HRV. Understanding heart rate variability. Heart rate variability, HRV, is a physiological measure that reflects the variation in time intervals between successive heartbeats. Unlike the steady rhythm often depicted in media, a healthy heart does not beat with metronomic regularity. Instead, it varies in response to internal and external stimuli. This variability is a key indicator of autonomic nervous system balance and overall cardiovascular health, making it an essential focus in biofeedback training. HRV is governed by the interaction between the sympathetic nervous system, responsible for the fight-or-flight response, and the parasympathetic nervous system, which supports rest and recovery. High HRV is generally associated with greater flexibility and adaptability, indicating a robust ability to respond to stress and recover from it. Conversely, low HRV can signal chronic stress, poor emotional regulation, or underlying health issues. Understanding HRV helps clients appreciate its significance as a marker of well-being. Clinicians often use simple analogies to explain their role, such as likening HRV to a car's ability to switch gears smoothly. Just as a car must transition seamlessly between speeds to operate efficiently, the heart must adjust its rhythm to meet the body's demands. This analogy reinforces the idea that HRV is a measure of adaptability rather than irregularity. Clinicians introducing HRV biofeedback should begin by educating clients about the basics of HRV and its connection to their symptoms or goals. For instance, a client with anxiety might learn how improving HRV can enhance their capacity to manage stress and maintain emotional stability. By grounding the training in a clear understanding of HRV, clients are more likely to engage actively and remain motivated throughout the process. Measuring and monitoring HRV. The first step in HRV biofeedback training involves measuring and monitoring HRV to establish a baseline and track progress over time. This process typically requires the use of specialized devices, such as chest straps, finger sensors, or wrist monitors, which capture real-time data on heart rate intervals. The data are displayed in an accessible format, often as a graph or numerical value, allowing both the clinician and client to observe HRV patterns and trends. During the initial session, clients are guided through the process of attaching and using the HRV monitoring device. Clinicians explain how the sensors detect heartbeats and calculate HRV, emphasizing the non-invasive and painless nature of the procedure. By demystifying the technology, clinicians help clients feel more comfortable and confident in the process, thereby reducing any apprehension they may have. Once the baseline HRV is recorded, clinicians interpret the results and discuss their implications with the client. For example, they might highlight periods of low HRV associated with stress or explain how lifestyle factors, such as poor sleep or physical inactivity, can influence HRV. This personalized feedback helps clients connect the data to their lived experiences, making the training more relevant and meaningful. Regular monitoring enables clients to observe the effects of their biofeedback training and other lifestyle modifications on their HRV. As clients practice relaxation techniques or adopt healthier habits, they often observe improvements in their HRV scores, reinforcing their efforts and fostering a sense of accomplishment. This iterative process of measurement and feedback is central to the success of HRV biofeedback training. Training techniques to improve HRV. HRV biofeedback training focuses on teaching clients techniques to improve their HRV and, by extension, their emotional regulation and stress resilience. The cornerstone of this training is paced breathing, a method that synchronizes the heart and respiratory rhythms to promote optimal autonomic balance. Clients are taught to breathe at a specific rate, often around 6 breaths per minute, which has been shown to maximize HRV for most people. The training typically begins with the client observing their HRV in real time while practicing paced breathing. This immediate feedback allows clients to see the direct effects of their efforts, creating a powerful learning experience. As clients adjust their breathing, they may notice a smoother and more regular HRV graph, indicating improved coherence between their heart and respiratory rhythms. In addition to paced breathing, clients may be introduced to complementary techniques such as progressive muscle relaxation, mindfulness meditation, or visualization. These practices help clients manage the psychological and physiological stressors that can suppress HRV. For instance, a client struggling with work-related stress might visualize a peaceful setting while practicing slow, controlled breathing, combining mental and physical relaxation for greater effect. Consistency is key to improving HRV. Clinicians encourage clients to practice these techniques regularly, both during and outside of biofeedback sessions. Over time, the skills learned in training become second nature, enabling clients to maintain high HRV even in challenging situations. This adaptability translates to better stress management, emotional balance, and overall health. The benefits of high HRV and long-term maintenance. High HRV is a marker of a well-regulated autonomic nervous system and is associated with numerous health and performance benefits. Clients who improve their HRV through biofeedback training often report enhanced emotional stability, greater stress resilience, and improved focus. These outcomes are particularly significant for individuals dealing with anxiety, depression, or chronic stress, as better HRV translates to a stronger ability to manage these challenges. In addition to emotional and mental health benefits, high HRV supports physical well-being. It is linked to reduced cardiovascular risk, better immune function, and improved recovery from physical exertion. Athletes, for example, often use HRV as a measure of readiness, adjusting their training intensity based on their HRV scores to optimize performance and prevent overtraining. Maintaining high HRV requires an ongoing commitment to the practices learned during biofeedback training. Clinicians work with clients to develop personalized maintenance plans that include regular breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, and healthy lifestyle habits such as regular exercise, adequate sleep, and balanced nutrition. These strategies help clients sustain their progress and continue reaping the benefits of improved HRV. Long-term success with HRV biofeedback also depends on clients' ability to integrate the training into their daily lives. Clinicians encourage clients to use the techniques in real-world situations, such as taking a few minutes to practice paced breathing before a stressful meeting or during a moment of frustration. By incorporating HRV training into their routine, clients can build resilience and adaptability, ultimately enhancing their overall quality of life. Integrating cognitive and emotional regulation techniques. While paced breathing forms the foundation of HRV biofeedback, integrating cognitive and emotional regulation techniques enhances the overall effectiveness of the training. Emotions and thoughts have a profound impact on HRV, and addressing these components helps clients achieve greater balance and resilience. One approach is to combine HRV biofeedback with mindfulness practices. Clients are encouraged to focus on the present moment without judgment, which helps reduce rumination and emotional reactivity. For example, a client might use mindfulness to observe their thoughts and feelings with detachment during a stressful event while simultaneously practicing paced breathing. Instead of trying to control problematic thoughts and feelings, the client practices detached observation and healthy breathing, which underpins effective action. This dual focus strengthens their ability to stay calm and centered, even in challenging situations. Visualization is another powerful technique that can be incorporated into HRV training. Clients are guided to imagine positive or calming scenarios, such as walking through a serene forest or achieving a personal goal. These visualizations evoke positive emotions, which are associated with higher HRV and improved autonomic regulation. Combining visualization with paced breathing amplifies the effects, creating a holistic approach to self-regulation. Clinicians also help clients reframe negative thoughts or beliefs that may contribute to stress. For instance, a client who feels overwhelmed by work demands might be guided to adopt a more balanced perspective, focusing on their strengths and achievements. These cognitive shifts not only improve HRV, but also enhance the client's overall emotional well-being. By integrating these techniques into biofeedback training, clients develop a comprehensive toolkit for managing stress and building resilience. Monitoring progress and sustaining long-term benefits. Monitoring progress is an essential aspect of HRV biofeedback training, as it provides clients with a clear sense of their achievements and areas for improvement. During each session, clients receive real-time feedback on their HRV patterns, allowing them to track changes in their coherence and overall variability. These data are often presented as graphs or numerical scores, making progress tangible and motivating. Clinicians review these results with clients, highlighting patterns and discussing their implications. For example, a client might notice consistent improvements in HRV during sessions, but struggle to maintain these gains in high-stress situations. This insight allows the clinician to tailor the training plan, focusing on techniques that address the client's specific challenges. Sustaining the benefits of HRV biofeedback requires consistent practice and integration into daily life. Clinicians work with clients to create a personalized maintenance plan that includes regular-paced breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, and other relaxation techniques. Clients are encouraged to set aside dedicated time each day for these activities, reinforcing the neural pathways associated with self-regulation. Beyond structured practice, clients are taught to use their HRV skills in real-world contexts. For instance, a client might practice paced breathing during a stressful commute or use visualization before an important meeting. These real-time applications ensure that the benefits of biofeedback extend beyond the clinic, promoting long-term resilience and adaptability. Clinicians may also schedule periodic follow-up sessions to monitor progress, provide feedback, and adjust the training plan as needed. This ongoing support helps clients sustain their gains and continue building on their successes. Conclusion: preparation of the client for neurofeedback is critical for successful and durable outcomes that are satisfying to client. Preparation encompasses building rapport, providing education, setting expectations, and delivering an experience that encourages optimism. The client is also better prepared for successful outcomes when they are introduced to ancillary methods such as autogenic training, muscular and respiratory relaxation skills, and heart rate variability biofeedback. Together, these preparatory efforts work in concert to promote optimal response to neurofeedback. Good preparation leads naturally into neurofeedback training, and to the eventual long-term durability of training success.